This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Here's your morning brief for Friday, November 26th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. A fast-spreading new coronavirus variant has prompted a number of countries to move to restrict air travel to and from countries in southern Africa, where the variant was first detected. Scientists say the new variant may be more contagious than other strains and could render existing COVID-19 vaccines less effective. Experts from the World Health Organization were due to meet later today to decide whether to declare the new strain a variant of concern. Worries about the new variant helped drive a sell-off in Asian and European stocks. U.S. stock futures also fell sharply, pointing to a possible drop at today's market open. U.S. holiday shoppers will be out in force for Black Friday, though they are likely to find fewer doorbuster deals this year. Some retailers are hosting streaming events on their websites today as an alternative to visiting stores. Also, many stores stayed closed on Thanksgiving in a break with pre-pandemic tradition. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is expected today to release its staff's review of an antiviral COVID-19 pill developed by Merck and partner Ridgeback Biotherapeutics. The report may also provide the FDA staff's opinion about whether the agency should clear the drug for use. And it will be a shortened post-holiday trading session in the U.S. with markets closing early today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.